What is the Podern family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad,
Jay Mills,
and Lil Man
from the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliet Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Row podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
What we have, though, now, this is actually an achievement.
Cool.
You know why?
So, at this moment, we can actually, if you play Xbox, bring them.
Yep.
Something's coming up in the achievement. Or if you play PlayStation, you just earned a trophy.
This is now our 50th story.
What?
Yeah. So, we've done... So what? Right now, we're at 48.
Mm-hmm.
So, 49 and then 50, whoever does the story. So, we're at, this is our 25th edition of The Wonderful World We Live In. If you don't know what that is, it's a concept we introduced back in episode 5. Elle and I just check out the internet, check out some funny sites, you know, Mirror.uk, Huffington Post, and just find weird and wonderful stories from around planet Earth that make you laugh and have a giggle. We're not making fun of the situation, we're simply having a funny laugh.
Oh, speak for yourself.
At what's going on in our world. If you want to check out what happened in our last episode, there is a compilation of that that was released on the 21st of January, which featured the October, November, and December versions, but now it's time to kick in to this version. Who would like to go first?
My one's a very quick one.
Yep.
I only just found this on the fly today. This was gifted by my partner. You're familiar with the song Baby Shark?
Oh, yeah. My son loves that.
Yeah, so it's my son.
The finger and stuff like that, isn't it? Yeah.
YouTube
okay. Kids.
Yeah, yeah. My son loves it as well, too. But this is the most interesting thing that I got from the NBC News. So this is going to be kind of a quick one from me, guys. So here we go. Baby Shark swims into Billboard's Hottest 100. That's right.
I'm trying to get fired for that.
Yes, there we go. This story came to me. This is from the NBC News over in the States. Bit of an old story. It's been around for about a month, but let's just have a bit of a read. The Billboard's Hot 100 chart is usually home of music's biggest stars and songs. But a baby shark swam right into this week. The children's song, Baby Shark, debuted at number 32 on the charts for the week ending of January 12th. Baby Shark has been around for decades, but has been given a second life within the 2016 version created by Pink Floong.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
Pink Floong. So they start.
Thank you, Tom.
Just telling you. So.
For fucking hate it. Sorry.
Turn it off.
It's fucking torturing me. I like to think in Guantanamo Bay when they have like, you're going to tell us where the nuclear plants are played.
I'm not telling you nothing.
Fuck you, man. You can't do anything. I'm hardcore. Put on the music.
No.
No. No. Anything but this. Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Pink Floong, an educational based in South Korea, according to the Billboard. The insertion of the beloved song first went viral in Indonesia, making its way to the US in the past summer. Pink Floong's YouTube video, of the song has over 2 billion views and closed last year's streaming tracking in tracking week on Jan 13th with, get this, 20.8 million streams, according to Nelson Music.
Oh, God.
The main lyrics, do, 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 repeat while instructing members of a shark family. Coupling them with simple dance makes makes the tune perfect fonder for little children. Leading the countless viral videos and then dancing and then singing along. The song's been streaming growth coupled with a drop-off of 23 holiday tunes for the Hot 100 gave Baby Shark the opening it needs to chomp the 32 spot, reports on the Billboard. The song splashed past Ava Max's Sweet But Psycho song. Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah.
The same as a psycho!
Jack loves every one of them.
No, this is the other one. This is that Sweet Psycho song.
Yeah.
You know, familiar with it on the radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Which clocks at number 41? Yeah, terrible. at number 41, Ariana Grande, Imagine, sitting at 63, and Eli Gonene, Diplo, and Swan Lee's hit, Close to Me, at 33. And there we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Baby Shark swims into Billboard's Hottest 100. Comments, Tom?
I hate that song. Because there's, you know why I hate it? Because there's different language versions of it.
Oh, here we go.
There's like a German version of it. There's a Mexican version. German Portuguese one. Portuguese version of it.
Portuguese.
And my son will go, just watch it. And he'll watch, and I go, why are you watching in a different language? I like the song. I'm like, but you don't know what they're saying. But it's about the shark dad. And there's like a superhero. There's a superhero one. And I'm like, no, turn it down.
Iron Man.
That one.
Oh, really? Okay, no, never seen it.
Yeah, Batman, Superman, Iron Man, everything. Terrible. No.
Fuck him.
All right, this is my one. I was going to do a weird one, but I won't do it. I'll save that for another one.
Sweet.
Okay, I'll do the headline first or just the
story? No, just splash right in.
Okay. Will Novak from Phoenix, Arizona, plans to make a huge journey after receiving an email by mistake.
Ooh.
If most of us received an invite to a stag or hen party that we weren't invited to, we'd probably just let the organisers know that there's been a mistake and not attend.
Of course.
Not Will Novak.
Oh, God.
He was accidentally sent an email to a man called Antonio Stag at a ski chalet in Vermont and fully intends on making an appearance. In fairness, it does sound like a fun event. People have been asking to bring 80s attire for a weekend on the slopes where they'll be enjoying Italian food, barbecues, beers, and other drinks. They're also having t-shirts made. It sounds great. Will, 35, is so deadly serious about attending the event, he set up a GoFundMe page so he can make the 2,600-mile journey from his home in Phoenix, Arizona. According to the GoFundMe page, the accidental invitee wrote back to the stag organisation saying, "I don't know who Antonio is. I'm Will Novak, who lives in Arizona, Vermont. Seems like a far away for me to travel for a bachelor party for a guy I've never met. That being said, fucking count me in, mate." From the contents of this email, Antonio sounds like a tremendous guy, and I want to help send him off in style. I hope his bride or groom-to-be is awesome. He asked what he wasn't sure on what to wear, as the invitee wears what Angelo would wear, and asked for what advice for getting there. The organisers wrote back, "Will Novak, the one in Phoenix. We all agree, we're all very excited to meet you, as you sound like a tremendous dude as well. We agree that your timely response may be one, if not the best responses to an email that's ever been sent, and we insist on you coming. This would surely make Angelo's day. We can even pick you up from the airport." After requesting $750 to cover the cost of getting there on his GoFundMe page, Will has received over $3,500 in donations. Will isn't going to be pocketing the extra cash, though. He updated the page to say that he's found out that Angelo and his bride are expecting their first child, so all the extra money will go towards college, food, toys, or whatever the baby needs.
Nice.
We are sure it will be a weekend to remember for everyone concerned. So the headline of that story is, man plans to fly 2,600 miles to stranger's stag party after accidentally being invited. That's a good story, guys. That's not a creepy story.
That's not a creepy, which is interesting coming out of your face.
Yeah, no, I was going to do a creepy one, so I'll save that for another time.
I'll leave that for another time.
A guy who married a cockroach the other day, so.
Sorry?
A guy married a cockroach, Al.
There's a spoiler.
There you go, next time.
Come back next week.
All right, guys. Oh, wait, comments, Al. Anything you want to say about that?
That's cool. That's cool. That's really fun. You don't get that type of... that is a bit of an oddball story. Yeah. You think about it, like...
Oh, shoot. Email,
yeah, who's this guy? I've got to a stag party. I like the idea that it's 80s theme and it's at a ski lodge. And it's one of those old 80s movies like, hey, Doris, what are you doing here?
Mustache.
Yeah. So he's like, man, I don't want any trouble. I've just come up here with my family. He goes, yeah, man, I'm going to challenge you.
Like, well, we own this hill.
Yeah, I'm going to fight you with it. Man, I don't want to fight you, man. I just want to just come up here with my family.
Don't look at my girl as well.
Yeah, it's like, you got my girl. That's my girl. And she's like, oh, I like you.
Slow motion, turn around, scene, looks at him. Whoa, she's coming down the hill.
But he's like,
just roll, man. He's like,
giant avalanche. Just takes everyone, kills everyone. End of the movie. But at the end, it's the dorky girl who's like, I could teach you how to be a superstar. And then she takes the glasses off.
And then she's pretty all along.
Whoa, man. Man, what a babe. And that's the end of the movie.
That's it. He might meet that girl at the party, guys. All right.
That's fantastic.
That is the end of our 50th story of the wonderful world we live in.
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you ever watch wrestling and start to fantasy book your favourite wrestlers in great rivalries and matches? Do you enjoy the storylines of wrestling, the promos, the shock heel turns or debuting superstars? Or maybe you like the idea of a wrestling competition? Then why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast, the home of fantasy booking? You could check out part 1 to 3 of Andrade Cien Almas, or maybe even check out the Fantasy Booking League, where 10 wrestling fans fantasy book against each other with different scenarios to become the Omega Luke Wrestling League champion. And who is the judge of all these matches? Well, it's the Alpha of the Omegas, the King of Fantasy Booking, the Apex Podcaster himself. It's your favourite podcaster's favourite podcast. It's Omega Luke. And you can find Omega Luke on iTunes and Spotify and all the other podcast applications. So why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast? And if you fancy your chances, maybe you can challenge a champ to a shot at the Omega Luke title.
All right. Omega Luke, thank you guys for all your work.
Thank you.
And it's now time for a segment that we introduced a long time ago.
We're talking
33 episodes ago.
Galaxy far, far away.
We're talking about the wonderful world we live in, which is a concept that Alan and I made up where we simply peruse the internet, find weird yet wonderful stories and discuss them for your listening ears, guys.
Yep.
All right. So this is our second edition for 2019. We had a compilation that came out late January, but this is our second story. Who would like to go first?
All right. Just before we hit this song, this thing, Tom, I need you to write down in your notes that you need to add the song from the Nickelodeon TV series from back in the day called Sister, Sister.
Oh, yeah. Sister, Sister.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one. So
do you want me to do it? You tell me when to put it in, after your story, at the start of your story?
Put it right at the end of the story, then we'll go to you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This is from Sky News, from the wonderful world we're going to do this now. Guys, from Sky News, this was a story from a couple of weeks ago. I must say, it's from Friday the 22nd of February of 2019. This is amazing. Sister, Sister star Tamina Morley Housley tries twins' breast milk as a remedy. Tamina Mosley Housley and Tina Mosley Hidrick shared news for an unusual transaction after the former became sick. Twin sisters, whose relationships helped launch their acting careers, have taken their close ties to the next level after they tried each other's breast milk after an illness remedy. Tamina and Tina, who shot to fame in the 19 series sitcom Sister, Sister, share news of an unnatural attraction on social media. It came after the former who has two children and husband Adam Hosley became sick and struggled to find effective medical help to combat her symptoms. Her sister, apparently fresh from reading an article about breast milk can be beneficial for adults, offered up her own, and quickly the remedy, and quickly it became a rave review. "Oh my gosh, Tina, that was amazing," said her sister in a short clip on Instagram. "Your breast milk is the best milk I've ever tried in my entire life. OMG. The video is shown Tamina holding a coffee cup full of breast milk and hidden behind a filter. After it accomplished with the captions, "Well, I do feel better." Her sister shared the post, revealed that it's not the first time that Tamina had sampled her own breast milk. She wrote, "So my sister is desperate for some healing. So she's a sicky poo, and I've sent her an article on about breast milk has healing priorities and has okay to drink with my hashtag my breast milk. P.S. She has had some before, and I mean, she is my twin."
So that makes it all cool.
Yeah. Tia, who has two children, to Corey Hartrick, did not share the article she read claiming breast milk could be beneficial for adults. Fans of the sister age 40 appear divided on whatever its suitable beverage can be shared between siblings. One commented on the video, which has more than 360,000 views, to vouch that breast milk has been like liquid gold, but others say the idea of drinking is beyond children is just nasty. While in benefits in infants is well known, in the Little Endeavors suggest that it is served with a genius advantages for adults to drink it, experts have said now it holds no scientific proof if it offers more than drinking a placebo effort. And there we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages. Sister Tamina and her twins offers up her breast milk as a healthy remedy.
Did you enjoy the song just then, guys?
Sister!
I was dancing as much as Alan.
My titties were out and everything. How do you feel? Question, have you ever done it?
Yes, I have.
Yep.
Yes, a few times, actually.
I had a lot of babies.
There was my wife. I'm doing a joke. It's a joke, people. Yes, I did try. Yes, yeah. It's not that bad, actually.
No, it's pretty good.
It's like it's with water. It's more water-based, though. Yeah. So. But you know, good
did
on
you
there,
do a chronic? Did you from across the room?
Yeah. So it's like, no,
that's what happened to me.
Well, you did it.
Yeah, I was being a shithead and making fun of her through the whole day, and I walked across went past her in the kitchen, and then just went, and I went, "Oh,
well,
what
she
was
did
that?"
On purpose, though. At you.
She did purposely. So I turned around. And turned around. It got me in the beard, and so yeah. So I'm just sharing a bit of brief what happens in my household.
Oh, it's awesome! I love it.
Action.
All right, guys, time for my one. Usually I don't end them. Usually I start them. But this is the one I came across the other day, and I thought, I've got to tell it, though. My story last month was more about the guy that got the stag party, got the invite to the stag
party.
Yeah,
that was kind of a nice one, that was.
Now we're going back. We're going back to mine.
Oh, we're going filth?
Yeah, we're going to go back. Yep. All right, so this is from the mirror.uk, guys. I'm not going to read the headline. I'll save that for the end. But let's read the story.
Go for it.
A woman has revealed her boyfriend is a plane she met at an airport 5 years ago.
Right, there's the plane right now.
Michael Michelle Kobe from Berlin, Germany.
Oh, hello.
Calls her partner a 737-800 Boeing Schultz and says that she was first attracted to his wings, winglets, and thrusters. The 29-year-old claims to sleep with her darling every night either with the real components made from the plane or her 1.6 small meter model toy. She says her family reacted quite pleasantly.
Oh.
Mrs. Kobe says she fell in love with the plane the first time she met him at the Burling Tangell Airport, and after nearly 5 years together, they planned to get married. The last time I was in a relationship with a man was in 2011, but there was no love there, she explained. Schultz is my first love. This is the most beautiful relationship you can ever imagine. That's the toy she's got. She's got a little figurine.
Oh, that's not little. That's a big thing.
That's her in the plane there. Let's see. That's a component. That's part of the door, I think. She continued, my first flight was at the end of November 2013, and I became so in love with aeroplanes. I got so excited every time I looked at the aeroplane pictures and videos. On March 11th, 2014, I was in Tangell Airport and visited the aeroplanes, and then came a 437-800 plane, which approached me, and I had been so in love with him ever since. Schultz is so nice. I love his aerodynamics and his appearance, especially his wings and his support service. I absolutely love it. I was first attracted to his wings, winglets, and thrusters. Each type of aircraft looks a bit different, and my darling is the most updated version.
Ooh.
My love is not easy, because I only met him when I flew in my 37800. In hangar and taxiway, it's not possible to be there with him, so we don't have much time together to enjoy each other's company. That's a selfie together. I don't know how she got that shot, but she must be over in a gate or something.
Yeah. Oh, she's kissing it.
Yeah.
She's kissing the door.
That's the door.
Was it on top of it?
Okay. Despite receiving a positive reaction for her family for her unconventional relationship, Mrs. Kobe says the long-distance element of a relationship has been difficult. But she does use components and models of the plane as a way to stay intimate with Schultz and plans to marry him one day. Since I'm in a long-distance relationship, it is a disadvantage as I only get to see him when I fly with him. My family have reacted quite pleasantly and accepted my relationship with my beautiful plane. I get some comments that make me sound like I need to go to therapy or make me feel that I'm sick, but this love is present and I've never been so happy. I sleep with my darling every night, either with real components or my 1.6 meter model. Intimacy is also part of our relationship. Mm-hmm. I want to marry my sweetheart and live together in the hangar. It's a special kind of love, and it does not hurt anybody. And the tagline is, for that story, if you want to find it for yourself, woman reveals her boyfriend is a plane she met at an airport 5 years ago. Comments, L.
Yeah, interesting. I think at the end of this article right there, you should put on the song Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver.
What is it, Leaving on a Jet Plane?
Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver.
There it is,
1969. So we'll give you a minute. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe. And there you go.
Yep. Yes.
Comments, Al? You do interesting stories like this, Sarah, because you've done like one with the chandelier.
Yep.
There's ones I've seen online, like people being in love with the Eiffel Tower, bridges, stuff like that. Yeah, it's a wonderful world we live in. And it does definitely show that there is there's something going on upstairs.
Hmm.
And that's okay.
Well, she's not having
love is love.
It's like the object thing is a thing that's been coming up more recently. Like there's people that fall in love with, there's a person that fell in love with a roller coaster, and there's people that fall in love with objects. It's like there's an actual name for it. It's like object philia or something like that, mm-hmm. where they actually fall for an item. And there's people all across the world that are into that. And, you know, again, this isn't about us making fun of it. It's just saying that someone's put this story out there to say, wow, this is the type of stuff that goes in the world.
Now, if it was a story about, like, a fully grown man going into a Pizza Hut or a Burger King and drinking all the canola oil out of the vats and, you know, doing a massive shit afterwards in a prison.
In a prison surrounded by other prisoners.
That's funny.
That's
the shit.
That's different, guys.
But that's different. But over here we got sisters drinking their own titty milk.
Mm, yeah.
Interesting. But then over here we got a person who likes I like to go on a big jet plane. Hey, hey.
This is Craig Wyman, host of the Wyman Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about a special giveaway, SummerSlam giveaway, brought to you by Overtime Heroics. And it is very simple to get into this giveaway. The first thing you have to do is follow OT Heroics 1 on Twitter at OT Heroics 1. Then you follow me, my account, at Wyman Podcast 1 on Twitter. And the third and final step is to sign up for an account on OvertimeHeroics.com. Just go to OvertimeHeroics.com, create an account, and make sure you put the referral as me, Wyman Podcast, and then you are entered in SummerSlam giveaway, framed SummerSlam printing, along with a SummerSlam 2019 trading card box set straight from WWE.com itself. And then after that, more details are on my Twitter at Wyman Podcast 1. So go check out other ways to earn more points and drawings. And the drawing will be done after SummerSlam Sunday night, immediately after SummerSlam on Sunday night. So make sure you're getting your spots locked in. Make sure you're getting your points added up so you have a better chance of winning the drawing. Simple. Follow Wyman Podcast 1 on Twitter, OT Heroics 1 on Twitter, and then join, create your account, free account on OvertimeHeroics.com.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Let's go with me. I like going first, so let's go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just get straight to the meat. I'm just going to give you the title. So we're doing Wonderful World We Live In, guys. So if you're really not interested in this part, yeah, just maybe fast forward to...
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes.
And then we'll get into the meat of the show. Sex robot brothel opens in Japan. A man's surge of men wanting bisexual threesomes. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Warning, context of the details of the sexual nature of the Lumi Dolls boss Sunjan Pito said customers can now currently take advantage of a 4 sex doll robots on offer, but he has plans to extend to a male models. Yeah. Hello. A sex robot brothel has opened in Japan and is set to introduce male sex robots following a surge in men wanting bisexual threesomes. Boss Sinjon Pinto wanted to offer customers a chance to carry out their wildest fantasies and launch the Loom Dolls venue in the city of Nagagura. It follows previous opening spots including Russia, Spain, and Italy. Yeah.
It's like he's doing like the World Cup of soccer.
Macarena. The new locations boasts on the websites live the futuristic sex with the hottest Asians Lumi dolls. It offers a 3-hour session. Get stuffed. It offers a 3-hour session for £250 and a 1-hour session for £90. There's some pics. There's one of the ladies
They're looking very lifelike, though.
Yes, they are. The website adds, for the first time, Lumi Dolls is in Nagagura. And Lumi Dolls brings the world's first hyper-realistic sex doll brothel. Futuristic sex can be experimented right now. Live the most fantastic date with your favorite anime character. That's right.
Pikachu.
That's not anime. That's manga, okay? Sorry, you can't...
Hentai, damn it.
Yeah. I want a tentacle up the bum.
What? George, stop.
George, stop. There's a stop sign. Make your erotic dreams come true and spend an unforgettable eve with one of your with one or more Lumi dolls. You will be charmed. Punters can choose from dolls will be wearing during the romp. Options include
the romp.
Oh, this is when it gets weird. Oh, I wouldn't say weird, it gets sexy.
It gets weirder than this?
Oh, it gets interesting. Oh, shoot. Yeah, so, options include basic lingerie, schoolgirl outfits, fitness gear, or the exclusive women. So we've got some bit of a, hey, and then look at my bum.
What? That is so realistic.
And look at that, guys. I've got the titties hanging out. Ow! Titties hanging out. They also accept special requests. And so far, four dolls on offer, including Erica, who boasts with an E-cup breast size. E-cup. Shit, son.
Nah, thanks.
Oh, my people are the ones I've got at home. Not mine.
My doll?
She's a fucking H. Rather an A, please. Speaking of decisions in including male sex dolls, Boss Pinto said, Daily Star online, we have recently attended several clients who requested an appointment with a male doll and female dolls at the same time. Probably bisexual or heterosexuals want to experience anal sex with encountering directly with a man of the flesh and blood. That's true. You want to try something different. Speaking to Japanese venues, he has added the service will be developed in a hotel where customers will be able to choose between four different models. So here's another one, another lady in the red.
Jesus.
Hello.
Elf.
Yeah. Elf. Broadcast CPIP.
Hashtag. Why are you talking back to me?
I want you to talk to me. This feels great.
Just staring at you, massive eyes.
You're judging me with your eyes.
That's probably why I can't. Like, just these eyes looking at you.
Turn around. You're judging me.
Blinking.
At the moment of influx of customers, is a similar to the internal and depending on this time of the year. We believe that the influx will will increase with the technology improvements and will be remarkable, and we can offer these new models to our clients. And we'll get to the, just to the, yep, here we go. Get to the meat. There we go. In 2019, We do believe that there are new functionalities and will appear, but we are certainly ready for the excitement things to come. Oh, and more things to come as well, including facial movements. And there we go, ladies and gentlemen.
So we're going to have AI. That's going to be AI. Future, and that's it.
That's it.
We don't need no humans no more.
Nope. Sex robot brothel opens in Japan amid surge of men wanting bisexual threesomes. And that's my wonderful world that we live in.
Just jumping on a flight center. Yep, Japan. Expensive. I won't go yet. I'll wait till it's all open. Hey, fellas, we should road trip as all of our mates, right? Yeah. We're going to go to Japan. What? What for? What? Just to, have an experience.
You talking about those sex dolls, Tom?
Yeah.
Hello?
L.
Please.
At the airport by myself, waiting. Bro car shirt on, waiting.
Fucking loser.
All right, here's my one.
Mm-hmm.
You can now visit a 4D porn cinema in Amsterdam, complete with bouncing chairs.
All right, I just want to clarify, guys. This is the Brocast. This isn't Man Brain Podcast, and this is not the Blunt Mummy Podcast, okay?
Yeah.
This is the Brocast.
An Aussie twist on different things.
Getting filthy here.
With air, water and wind jets and chairs that move, this is one cinema trip you won't be forgetting in a hurry. Amsterdam is famed for its winding canals, numerous museums and, of course, the red light district.
Mm.
People travel from far and wide to pay a visit to Anne Frank's house or the Van Gogh Museum, as well as the streets lined with sex shops and brothels. But now there's a new experience for visitors to enjoy, and it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. A 5D porn cinema has just opened in the city, offering porn fans a unique way to watch X-rated movies. The bizarre attraction features bouncing chairs, as well as air, wind, and water jets to help stimulate all five senses, offering viewers a totally immersive experience. But despite the smut that'll be screened, the owner, Natalie, claims the Picture House is a suitable place to spend an evening with your loved ones, and she describes it like being like an amusement park.
Okay.
Speaking with Dutch Review, she said, "We're definitely not just going after tourists for our audience. It's funny because Amsterdam, even the Dutch people, have an interest in breaking free from the norm. Come with your wife, have a laugh, try something a little bit different." She goes on to claim that the experience will leave you feeling energized. Lots of things happen so fast when you're in the audience that when it's finally all over, you felt a little bit energized. You want to go back out there, have a beer and a coffee and a talk and process what just happened. The cinema, simply known as 5D Porn, is located in De Wellen, and will be showing movies made in collaboration with Kim Holland, a big name in the porn industry in Dutch. Natalie adds, the films are quite expensive to make, so they'll only be producing a few at a time before holding screenings. A total of 18 people can attend a screening at the cinema, and one film will be shown during the experience, and 6 screenings of that film played per hour. And that's the end of my story there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's over pretty quickly.
Come on, fellas, come on. Let's watch a movie.
I couldn't do it. After you watch
porn... Excuse me, can I take my pen?
Yeah.
Oh, leave them on? Okay.
No. Could I have a popcorn, please?
Guys, this is weird. This is so fun. My chair, I just got splat in the face. Whoa. Do you get splat, Al? This
Al?
Was fun.
I am not Alan.
Where's Alan?
I am not Alan.
Mike, get up. I want to watch the second screen. You've only paid for one film.
I'm sitting.
But I want to sit. I can't
get
sit.
Up,
I,
mate.
I'm not allowed to yet. I can't. God won't like it.
God will get angry. God will smite me.
I'll stand up. What the? Oh. I like to keep a low pop there. In it. Yeah.
What? Alright, guys, thanks very much for listening. We're not even going to do the meat of the show today, guys. It's only a 20-minute show and we're going to stop right now.
Woo! Alright, guys. That is...
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
That was episode 27 of The Wonderful World We Live In. And I hope you guys have enjoyed our compilation. And we'll see you guys next time.
Do you like professional wrestling? Movies? Sports? Pop culture? Do you want to hear three wacky guys talk about any and all combinations of any of these things? Well, View from the Top Rope is the podcast for you. Releasing weekly on Thursdays, Diesel, JR, and myself, Chad, answer any and all questions from our amazing high flyers. Listen to View from the Top Rope only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, across iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and multiple others. View from the Top Rope, your favorite podcast.
Now, guys, we're up to we're going to kick it off with The Wonderful World We Live In. So we usually do this sometimes at the start, sometimes at the end, but this time we want to kick it off with this first. Now, if you don't know what Wonderful World We Live In is, it's simple. Alan and I browse the internet usually once a month just before the show, and we try and find a story that's either old or recent that makes you kind of have a bit of a giggle. We're not really making fun. We're just laughing at the situation. And some of them are
speak
funny.
Speak for yourself. Speak
yeah,
for yourself.
There you go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them feature people drinking oil. Some of them featuring eels going up the bottom. Some of them having iPod cables going up the front.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
People marrying planes and people wanting to marry Tetris devices and things like that. So we're going to do this concept. So who would like to go first?
Mine's a quick one.
Yep.
And it's quite recent.
Oh.
And I found this on Facebook.
Yep.
Because I follow 9gag, which is the meme sharing, story sharing app platform. And this is in the what the F part we found.
Yep.
Going to get straight to the point. It's kind of a short one, guys. Let's have a bit of fun. Here we go, guys. Airport worker. Worker. Fired for noisily masturbating in a work bathroom.
You say noisy. He was noisy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just this quick thing too. Now that makes sense, because Alan and I say, because we don't know what stories we cover, so I say to Alan, usually tell me one word to describe your story.
Yep.
And his word for me the other day was noisy.
Noisy.
Now I know where it fits in.
Here we go. It fits in right there.
Fits into a bathroom.
All right. And an inebriator found that a Canadian company was right to fire a male employee who masturbated loudly in a workplace bathroom and who was trying to save his job by arguing that his sex addiction was a disability, according to this report. The National Post reports that the employee who worked for the Oroscope company that operates in an airport in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and who has been named, has not been released, was fired after fellow employees complained that they could hear him pleasuring himself in a bathroom, which he said caused an embarrassment and distress. Okay. I'm coming out to the closing ends of this argument, of this article, guys. Thank you. In addition to his sex addiction as a disability argument, the man's unit, Unifor, tried to argue that the man didn't receive a fair warning about his co-workers' complaints.
I didn't think it'll be that much of an issue.
I'm just a bit loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Hey, what are you talking about, eh? Ambassador said that the case of the oversexed office worker was a rare situation for a labor board. Neither the company nor the union representatives have been able to find any case dealing with masturbation in the workplace. The ruling states, the Toronto Post reports. The man denies making moaning and groaning noises and assures officers that he will keep the sound on his phone down if he uses it to watch pornography.
Ah, so that's what he was saying. It was the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there we go, guys, people. That is my short, wonderful world we live in. That's just recently. This is just happening right now over in Canada.
What does the date? Do you have a date there?
Yesterday.
Cool. Mm-hmm. The guy's cool.
Airport worker fired for noisily masturbating in a work bathroom.
And that is the
wonderful world we live in.
Now, side note, like, I work in an office space that has lots of people going in. And I actually remember one time nearly experiencing that.
Someone jerking off in the bathroom.
Yeah, just this. I've worked in lots of office jobs. This guy was in there for ages, and I'm like, "What is he doing?" So so I looked underneath, and I looked, and he was facing the bowl.
So he wasn't
sitting. He was standing.
Come on, go.
And I'm like, "What's he doing there?" So I decided to step. I climbed.
Housekeeping.
So I climbed over. You're up, mate. You're up. Yeah.
You need a good tug.
Oh, I know what the problem is. You haven't got me here.
You haven't got two fingers out your bottom.
No, but I'm like,
that's where the LG is, right?
But then I could hear the
what?
Just him. And I'm like, yeah, well.
Love you, Daddy. So
my phone over the top.
Hey.
Hey guys, broadcast here. Just doing a live stream.
Doing a live stream, watching the guy jerk off in the toilet.
All right, wow. All right, here we go. So this, I got mine from mirror.co.uk, because I always use this site because they've got some great stuff.
They got some good stuff.
Headline first.
Go for it.
Mum mortified when charity shop rejects her cushions because of his X-rated pattern.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello.
The 20-pound cushion, which is from Look Human, which is the brand.
Yes.
Looks like it was a nice floral design, but on closer inspection, it's something quite ruder. So that's it there. All right, just the cushions. It's good to have a big clear out of every now and then to free up some space, and you normally end up with a few bags of stuff to drop out at the charity shop. But one mum was left completely mortified when one of the things she decided to get rid of were actually rejected by her chosen good cause. It turns out the blue and white cushions she thought that she were covered in flowers actually had a much ruder design.
Oh.
She posted a photo of them on Facebook group, Mrs. Hitch Made Me Do It, asking people if they could work out why the charity shop didn't want them. She simply wrote, "Help, please. Why won't my charity shop accept these? Can you work out why?" And have a look at the picture. Do you see the penises?
I see. Yep.
You see it? Look at that.
I see dick flowers.
Yep. You see a little. There's the shaft there. There's a little resting one.
There's a vein.
There's a vein and a little head.
That was. They've been circumcised. Mm-hmm. You can clearly tell.
Yeah. Yep. I'll post this picture up when I post this up.
No, you won't, guys. No,
I will though. This time I will.
No, you won't.
Because I need to describe it to them.
I need to describe what the penises look like.
It turns out the pattern isn't flowers.
Veins.
First thought. But they are cleverly designed penises.
Penis.
If you didn't spot it straight away, you weren't the. If you didn't spot it straight away, you weren't the other one. And many members of the Facebook group spent a lot of time trying to work it out. One wrote, "I'm ashamed of how long it took me to find it." Others found it hilarious and were quick to joke about the snap. One person added, "I mean, who wouldn't want a cock pillow?"
Who wouldn't want a cock pillow?
Yep. The $20 cushion is from Look Human, and according to the description, was a subtle floral penis design. So it was done on purpose.
So it was meant to look like a dick.
But she found it in her house and didn't think that.
Because not everyone's sick-minded like the rest of us are.
So that, guys, is again, is mum mortified when charity shop rejects her cushions because of X-rated parent, and that is the wonderful world we live in. And comments L.
Where is this place? Where was this?
This is in the UK.
UK? Yeah, cool.
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 Now, where do I get them?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I want a dick pillow now.
I want a booty pillow.
Yeah. I want a booty pillow.
I want a booty one.
I want a... Can someone denies my penis?
No, you want a booty pillow.
Oh, those
booty.
Things. Yes. Yeah, I've seen those. I'd never leave the house.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Are you coming out for a walk? Nope.
Nope. Don't need. Have sex with my pillow. Sorry? I have to get two. I don't want to get them mixed up because sometimes I lay on one and sometimes I cook one.
And it'll be really weird.
And sometimes you get them in the washing. Like,
sorry about that.
Love you.
And that is the wonderful world we live in.
Interruption in progress. Now hijacking into ANS 2.0 immersion rig. Now simulating the amazing nerd show. Featuring comics.
And Batman's like, "You're safe here and everything," but the Joker all of a sudden pulls out a gun and shoots himself.
Movies.
People fight with lightsabers. What the hell do you want? I mean, in every one of these movies, there's a lightsaber battle.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna rewatch it a million times.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, give me something more.
Wrestling.
That would be awesome. Oh my god, just a monster. Fans would be like, "Holy, what the hell's going on? What happened to Jericho?"
Horror.
It starts off like any other like home invasion type of story, and then it just goes crazy.
And more.
Hey, this is Christian.
Hey, this is Dan.
And we are the Amazing Nerd Show.
Make sure to download us on all your favorite podcast platforms.
Now, we do have Wonderful World We Live In. Do we want to do that first or do that at the end of the show? I'm going to put it to you. I'm asking you.
Yeah. Let's do it straight away, okay?
All right. If you guys don't know what Wonderful World We Live In, it's a concept we actually brought in on the show, episode 5, like back in November of, it was like 2016 or something like that.
Yep.
But we just simply go onto websites and find weird, strange, and we find them wonderful stories that we just like to read out to each other to get a reaction and make you guys scratch your head. If you don't like this, that's fine. You can skip. It goes for about 10 minutes. But at the end of this month, in early August, I'm going to be putting up a compilation all these stories, guys. So there'll be five in that one from the start of the year. So.
Sorry.
So who wants to go first, me or you?
You can go first, please.
Now, I've got two, but you choose. Do you want A or B?
Let's go with B.
You want the B one. Okay. So this is a story that I found yesterday.
Yep.
Do you want the headline first or you just want the story?
Nah, just go straight in, mate.
Okay. This is how the story starts. When it comes to doing housework, there are many unfortunate still people... When it comes to doing housework, there are unfortunately still people among us that believe it's a woman's job to clean the house. That's terrible.
That's how I like to live, says Tom.
And for some men, it's the case in order to tidy up their own mess, they need to be offered a type of reward in return.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Recently, an Instagram star came under fire when she joked that her husband only helped with the housework to get lucky. Mm-hmm. Now the couple are causing a stir after the dad's reward chart for doing chores was shared online. So there's a picture here, and he has little stickers he puts on for the jobs he had to do. The photo of the bezier chart was uploaded to the Reddit's feminism forum, where the poster wrote, "A sticker reward chore chart for dads? Really?" It shows that for each time the dad does a job around the house, he earns a Disney princess sticker, which takes him one step closer to a reward, such as a 12-pack of his favourite beer, no nagging for a week, a naked hula dance from his wife, and various other sexual favours. But in order to claim these prizes, the unnamed man must wash the dishes, remember to put the toilet seat down, change the child's nappy, bath the rugrats, pack the child's lunches, hoover the car, and clean up when someone throws up.
What?
If he does this task 6 times, he is rewarded for his efforts, seemingly while his partner does everything else for him with no return.
Right.
People on Reddit were appalled by the chart. One user commented, "Chore chart for a husband? I get the spirit of this as humour, but this just makes me feel sick. It just doesn't feel right to offer up sexual intimacy for housework or childcare. Could you imagine if this is how a chore... Could you imagine a chore chart for a wife?" This also discusses the myth of the incompetent father. Men don't need a reward chart like this to participate in routine activities of simple daily living. Another person branded this simply childish. However, not everyone thought it was such a bad idea. A different user replied, "It seems harmless to me. It's just another method to help motivate someone who seems to have trouble being motivated. To me, it's like it's similar to a swear jar." Someone wrote, "Maybe it's because I'm male and lazy, but it seems like a really good idea." And the headline reads, of this story, "Dad shows off chore reward chart where he gets beer and sex for doing housework." This story came out yesterday.
That's still happening today.
Yeah.
Go on,
Just looking at the chore chart here. Yeah. So it says here, this is the task he gets.
Yeah, let's hear it.
A 12-pack of your favourite beer.
Oh, yeah.
No nagging for a week.
Yeah.
A naked hula dance from yours truly.
Mm.
I won't donate your favourite pit-stained T-shirt. One get-out-of-the-doghouse free card. A BJ! Exclamation mark, and don't have to go to some annoying kid's birthday party. I'll go instead. Comments L.
Man, you suck, dude. You were like one of the, and there's probably people listening to this going,
"That sounds like a really good idea."
But dude, fucking grow the fuck up.
Hmm.
Be a man. Help your missus.
Yeah.
Douche. You don't need a fucking chart. That's the shit you give to your kid to make them go, if you're good, we'll go and get you a toy. Or if you're good, you can play the video, you can play your PlayStation or your fucking iPod for a while. But if you're a fucking grown-ass man and you're getting a fucking chart thing, I'm fired up already, and a little chart thing going, I put the dishes away. How about you suck me dick? And you're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I clean up the baby pool. Don't gonna go out and get fucked up tonight. You can't get it. No, I'm not in the doghouse if I do that. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
What the shit?
And I think of it more of as a father that to say that there's a kids' party. They have kids then. Do the kids see the chart? Hey, Dad, you're one more stick away from Mum doing a dance for you.
Oh, yeah, can't wait to see them titties come out, son. Thanks, but you got to go to bed.
Do you want to help Dad clean it up so Daddy can really go see Mummy? Yeah?
Sweet. Look, we did the sweeping, Mum. Shut up, you did fucking not.
Let's do the vomit. Come on.
Come here, Dad.
How sad is that?
I'm cleaning the vomit. Look, I'm a good husband, aren't I?
Ready
for Can't wait to see the tatas.
For the hula dance.
Can you do the hula now? Take off your clothes and put them on the bed.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man? Daniel Lee Curtis. Arnie Schwarzenegger. True Lies. Just rehashing. That's what I do best. Grow the fuck up, mate.
Yeah.
What the shit?
Terrible.
My God in heaven.
Mm.
Wow. All right.
And that makes up my compilation, guys. Enjoy. Alan's turn now.
Fuck off.
He's already fired up, but we haven't even had fire on the episode yet.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. This is from the Huffington Post, and it is dated just about 2 weeks ago. And this is in the dun-dun crime section.
He loves the crime ones.
I do.
You always do. Crime, you love it.
I like crime.
I don't like weird shit. I want crime.
I don't want a sticker. I want crime. All right. Man denies having meth-fueled attacked squirrel has been arrested. Mickey Pollock says he alleged attack squirrel, really beloved pet named These Nuts. That's his name. Yeah, that's right. What's the name of your squirrel? These Nuts. Got him. But he's arrested on a non-squirrel related charges. An Alabama man, this is, people just love Alabama. I like Alabama. No, I don't. An Alabama man, best known for his allegations that he has kept his squirrel hopped up on meth, has been arrested. But not because of the squirrel. Mickey Pollock, 35, was arrested Thursday on drugs and firearm charges, NBC News report. The arrest came after he allegedly fled on a stolen motorcycle, which he then was arrested for ramming onto an unexpected vehicle. Paul K, just call him Paul K now, has been unwanted on law enforcement since mid-June. When the Limestone Country Sheriff deputies said they seized the meth, drug paraphernalia, and ammunition from his apartment, the reason why Paul K's case made national news, however, was because of something else the deputies seized from his residence. A squirrel. Authorities alleged Paul K had been feeding meth on order of transforming the fluffy-tailed creature into an attack squirrel. There's a little darling now.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah.
Little fella.
Little fella. These Nuts! Grow up.
Jeez. What?
I'm sorry, I'm talking
like
to the man.
You're yelling at me.
Grow up, fuck up, chump man. That's got me fired. However, lacking of meth test designs, which the squirrel in the mind, officers simply realized that the animal back into the woods, released the animal back into the woods without determining if it actually had been in the it had any substance in the systems. It is also illegal in Alabama to keep squirrels as a pet. Okay? However, Paul K quickly denied to the deputies' characterizations of the squirrel, saying they totally fabricated the story. Here we go. You can't give squirrels meth. It will kill them, said Paul K, in a video that he posted that's still online. Adding that he has never actually tried methamphetamines on a squirrel. Okay. He told the Washington Post that the squirrel, named These Nuts, is a love pet and is raised being bottle fed. In a Facebook video, Paul K stroked a squirrel and said, "This is the same one they seized by police." He then told the Post that he heard the police seizing These Nuts. That's right. He wanted to be in the area where the squirrels were released, and he was able to find the pet in a nearby tree. Once he saw me, he came down. Paul K said, "He jumped into my arms, and we got in the car." And we left. He also told the Post that the drug and the firearm charges against him were bogus, man. I added the man part. I just wanted to say bogus. The Sheriff's Department was somehow skeptical of Paul K's account when he was reunited with the same squirrel. We don't know if he might even have two squirrels, the Sheriff's spokesman, Stephen Young, told the Associated Press. Young told the HuffPost, based on the GoFundMe page he has seen, Paul K might have been remoaned to the squirrel in Tennessee. And there we go, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, man on who denies having meth-fueled attack squirrel has been arrested. With his squirrel name, these nuts!
All I will say is, I had, as you were reading it, I'm like, the fact that he's doing a Facebook video with one that's not affected, I'm like, he has to have one, another one.
Hmm.
You're the good one, you're the fucked up one. You sit over there. Hi, guys.
Hi, I'm Paul Kay. Howdy, I'm Paul Kay.
I just want to bring up the issue. This is the little
This is fella. Not real. This is my
little one. He's just darting around behind him. In a box, he's like, looking around his shoulders. Nothing to see.
Nothing to see here, you fuck.
Zedell. Sprinkle some in top. Here you go, look. That's terrible. I've actually heard about that people with dogs, too. Like having their dogs under the effects of drugs, like injecting them with heroin.
Mm.
Just terrible.
I've seen.
And cats as well.
I've seen one of my closest mates. This is eons ago when I was young and stupid. But we got his dog high.
Yeah.
A little white, a little fluffy thing. And he was so fucking mellow. He was like.
He was talking to us and everything.
He was like, what the fuck, mate? Why don't you go down to 7-Eleven and get me some chips, eh? Yep.
Road trip style.
Yeah, I was like, go wake up your mum and get that bitch make some blueberry pancakes. But yeah, there we go. That's out of the bag. Enjoy.
And that is the final episode of the compilation of the wonderful world we live in. And we want to take this time to say thank you guys who've downloaded this I'm stuffing up my words.
This is a complication.
I want to thank you, everyone, for taking your time to download our compilation of the last 5 issues of The Wonderful World We Live In. See you guys soon.
What is the Potter and Family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad.
J Mills.
And Lil Man.
From the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Row podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Potter and Family and use the hashtag Potter and Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Potter and Family, where great podcasts come home.